You're listening to the 247th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we're going to learn together the Psukim in Tzufanya, Perek Gimel, Psukim Aleph and Beis. We're going to focus on Pasuk Beis, but the Mefarshim that we bring also bring Pasuk Aleph, so we're going to talk about that as well. Pasuk says, Hoy Moira v'nigala ha'ir ha'yena. The Pasuk refers to the fact that there's a certain fear, and there's a certain redemption that has to do with a city that's like a dove. And it's referring to Klal Yisrael, as we'll see. And it's referring to the fact that we were redeemed and there's been times of redemption. But nevertheless, despite the fact that we saw that redemption, we still, as the second pasuk says, Lo shama b'kol, lo lach hamusar. We didn't hear the voice. We didn't hear the implications. We didn't take the rebuke. We didn't understand the message that was being said to us. Am Yisrael, at least at the beginning of this perek, is being chastised for not having bitachon, for not recognizing the amazing miracles that Hashem has performed for us. And as we'll see, in order to merit redemption, which really means in order for us to have a real relationship with Hashem, for that to be revealed to the world, for all the good things to happen, so we've got to be in a relationship. We've got to be speaking, thinking, living with reality, living with the reality that Hashem's in charge of our lives. And that's, as we're going to see, one of the prerequisites for redemption. He brings here in Echa Rabti, in the Medrash Echa, it says like this, Hoy Moira v'nigala ha'ir ha'yena. Ma'u hoy Moira. It seems very funny. The word hoy means woe, W-O-E. Woe, which is a negative word. But it speaks about the fact that the Jewish people have a certain, they strike a fear into the hearts of our enemies. Hoy mipnei ha'uma shenasati emasa al kol ha'umos. Woe unto, because of the nation, who I place their fear upon all of the nations. Right? Think about, we can think of current events, the beepers, and the other ways that the people of Israel have been able to defeat our enemies. It struck a chord of fear to the hearts of our enemies. Amosai, when is this? V'nigala, says the Medrash. When there was redemption, at moitzi b'shah she'nigala Yisrael Mitzrayim. When the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt, when we walked out of Egypt, and there were signs and wonders, naflei masan al kol ha'umos. So the nations of the world were all in fear and in awe of us. I know how to say, like the pasuk says, shamu amim yirgazun. The nations heard about it, and they were, the word means to be in anger, but it means they were stirred up. Az nevalu alfei Edom. The mighty ones of Edom were nival. They were confused. They were worried. So the Jewish people, in a state of redemption, we strike a fear in the, a chord of fear in the hearts of our enemies. And that's caused, by Hashem showing that He's involved with us and taking care of us. Ha'ir ha'yayna. The pasuk refers to Am Yisrael as the city of the dove. Uma shetziyanti ha'isab ha'mitzvah simaisim tovim ka'yayna. I think what it means is, you think of a dove, it's a white pigeon, right? But it stands out from amongst all the other pigeons. It's an albino, right? So the Jewish people also, we stand out. How do we stand out? Through our mitzvahs, through the commandments that we fulfill, through our good deeds, through our kindness to each other. Achar kol ha'shevach hazeh. But after all of this praise, so the Jewish people have gone through redemption, and we've become a people that other nations are fearful of. And we are a nation that people respect for our goodness as well. We've done lots of good things. But nevertheless, what is the approach of the Jewish people? Yishama b'kol l'lokcha musar. We didn't hear the voice of Hashem. We didn't hear that our success was from Hashem. We didn't take the rebuke that Hashem gave us. We did not trust in Hashem. We did not come close to God. Measure says, if you have a bride that doesn't listen, right? They make a whole party for her. She's marrying this man, and she's gone wayward. Instead of being committed to the man who is committed to her, she doesn't listen. Lav shtusa, what a foolishness it is, right? When Hashem singles us out from amongst the nations, takes us out of Egypt, does signs and wonders for us, gives us mitzvahs, makes us a unique people, a special people, and then we're unfaithful to God, right? It's a silliness. It's a foolishness. If you think about it, it's our ego. Hey, I want to do things my way. I'm not interested in being, I want to be my own person. Reb Ruvain says, in summing up this idea in the Medrash, that there's a language in Greek, or maybe it's saying, I'm not sure if it's saying there's a word in Greek, or if it's saying that the word yaina, I think it means Greek. In any event, there's a word, and the word implies the fact that there's a calling out, something just calls out, just bespeaks foolishness. Hoy mayra, hoy mikam ishtusa. Pasuk says, woe, W-O-E, it says, woe unto you for this foolishness after all that you could be, after all that Hashem has made you, through all that preparation, all that yichlud, all of that specialness that Hashem gave to you, for us not to trust in Hashem, for us not to listen to Hashem's voice, for us not to take rebuke, for us not to listen to just the reality of things. What a sad thing that is. That's the Medrash Shneicha. Brings here the Abar Manel. B'yis Malchus Yehuda Nigala Mikarev Bavel. So, first we talk about the Geula from Mitzrayim. Now we're going to talk about the Geula from Bavel, when the Jewish people came out of the Babylonian exile. Shoyse Shem Shvius Cherev. Am Yisrael at the time was, really our whole entire nation, was captured by the sword. We were brought out into exile. So after having that experience, after the experience of being brought out into Gullus, into exile, and having had all of this pain and hardship and difficulties, we should have learned our lesson. We shouldn't have sinned again. We should have recognized that it was because of our sins that this happened. So Tzefaniah Nabi is saying in wonderment, how could it be the Jewish people had this experience? They experienced a very difficult result of their sins. And how could it be that they didn't listen and realize and hear Hashem's voice as a result of this? They didn't hear the voice. Pasuk just says the voice. It means the voice of Hashem. Right, these are the mitzvahs referring to commandments that we're supposed to hear, that involve listening. Right, mitzvahs shmias means the loisa says that we're supposed to not do something. We're supposed to listen and not do something. Right, and we didn't properly do that. Or if it comes to the lacha musa, refers to the fact that we didn't do the positive commandments. We didn't trust in Hashem, even though we saw what had happened. Not only that, we saw what happened to the nations who caused us pain, who oppressed us. They also met destruction. So despite that, we didn't say, oh, let's turn to Hashem and trust in Hashem. But rather, we trusted in our own strength. What a mistake. We didn't come close to Hashem. Instead of coming close to and connecting to Hashem, who's the source of our true source of our power. Instead, we connected to the Romans and to other nations. We fell in love with other peoples that weren't really the ones who would help us or save us. So that's the mistakes that we made. It brings here from the Dibrei Shalom, Hanavi Tzefanya haya Mitzrayim Yisrael shelebet Hashem. Tzefanya Hanavi is complaining, and he's saying something outspoken to the Jewish people that we didn't trust in Hashem. If we had trusted in Hashem, all of the bad things wouldn't have happened. The destruction of Jerusalem wouldn't have happened. So the pasuk says, woe, the one who exists in a place of fear. We explained earlier, it means we strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. And we were redeemed, the city of Yonah, the city of the dove. What does it mean to say? Hoi. Woe, W-O-E. What a terrible thing. So he says a different shot. Since we're in a state of fear, we're all dirtied by our sins, we're sullied by our sins. And where, I think here it's understanding it to mean that we feel like we're free. We feel like we're free. In Yiddish, the word is frei, which means free. But it means someone who's free from doing that which the Torah commands. Somebody who's decided they're throwing off the yoke of heaven. So we felt free from the Torah. We felt that we were fearful. And we were not doing that which we knew was correct. The second pasuk, which is the main pasuk we're talking about here, is saying that we felt free, or we felt we were sullied. Why? Because we didn't listen to Hashem's voice. Leshama b'kol, right? And we felt free. One second. We felt like we were redeemed, not obligated. We didn't have clarity in our basic fundamental beliefs. There was an aspect of fear. Because we did not do that which was necessary. We did not follow the dictates of Hashem. We didn't fulfill the commandments of Hashem. Gam Hashem lebotcha. We also didn't trust in Hashem. L'fichach el hakel lekarevu. And the result was we didn't come close to God. We were afraid of God. We could say we knew we were doing wrong in the eyes of God. And we felt like Hashem's not going to take care of us. We can't turn to Him. We can't ask Him for help because we're just not okay. An interesting thing. In order to get what we need in the right way, in order to get our needs from Hashem, so we need to want and we need to hope. We need to want a relationship with Hashem. We need to hope that Hashem will provide us with our needs. And that's absolutely essential, Ela Maimon, for a person who believes, to get the kindness that a person wants, which is the result of bitachon, the result of trusting in Hashem. So a person has to be putting our hope in Hashem. We have to be believing that Hashem is going to take care of us. Yisrael lebotcha b'Hashem. Klal Yisrael didn't do that. We didn't trust in Hashem. So we didn't come close to Hashem, and the result was that Hashem did not come close to us. All the way around. The Shekhinah left us, and our enemies were able to have power over us. And if we think about it, when the Jewish people are disconnected from each other and from Hashem, so then the result is that our enemies have power over us. We can see this in recent history. He brings here from the Malbim. Right, there's two things here. There's Bashem Loi Vatacha, which is Yudke Vavke, which is Hashem's name of mercy, but it also denotes the fact Havaya, this name Yudke Vavke, denotes the fact that Hashem brings everything into existence. Right, so we didn't trust in Hashem as the creator of the world. Right, it corresponds to the way that a person thinks. Right, the person thinks with their mind, and then that shine comes down from their mind, so to speak, and it affects their limbs, and the limbs start to move. Right, my hand is moving because my mind is commanding it to move, so to speak. There's a ha'ara called ha'ara sasecha. Hashem brought the world into being. He created the world with his ha'ara, with his thought. That's yud kei vav kei. That's that aspect. V'negel le'lach ha'musar oimer, corresponding to the aspect of not receiving rebuke. Pasuk says le'lekeh le'kareva. We didn't come close to our God. Which means to say, right, there's the aspect of the fact that Hashem just created the world. There's also the fact that Hashem is intimately involved with the world. And that's denoted by the name Elohim. Yudke Vavke is Hashem brought everything into existence. Elohim is the Bala Koichas Kulam. Hashem is all of the powers, which means Hashem is involved intimately in every aspect. You see all the flowers behind me? So all those flowers, Hashem is, his life force is within them all. Inside of each and every one of us is Hashem's life force giving us life, giving us a unique, special Hashgacha. Hashem is watching over each and every one of us individually. And so Klal Yisrael turned away from these two aspects, from the fact that Hashem created the world, from the fact that Hashem is uniquely involved in every single one of our lives. So, and that's the Musar. The Musar is, we need to remember, Hashem created the world. Hashem's involved in my life. Hashem's right here with me in every second. Finally, he brings from the Shiurei HaGramad HaLevi HaTorah, which is going to, I think, be the most directly related to us as far as talking about Geula and what it looks like. What does redemption look like? And who merits to have redemption? Who are the ones that see in the end the redemption of Hashem? What's funny, Nemar Visharti Bekibacho Am Oni Vidal Vachos Bishem Hashem. A few psukim later, 10 psukim after the one we're studying here, Pasuk says, Hashem will leave over in your midst. So you'll have Klal Yisrael, but you'll have individuals within Klal Yisrael who are poor and they're destitute, but they trust in Hashem. Which is interesting because I think that part of the reason that we have trouble trusting in Hashem is because we have so many ways of taking care of things ourselves. We think we can do it ourselves and therefore we trust less in Hashem. But a person who's poor and destitute knows that they can't do it themselves. And so they have more of a chance of trusting in Hashem. So there are going to be these individuals. Who will be the ones left over? Who will be the ones that survive until the end of days in order to be able to experience the final redemption of the Jewish people? It's going to be the people who trusted in Hashem, who held on to that trust through thick and thin. That's what the psukim are talking about at the beginning of our chapter, which we've been studying until now, which is the fact that there are those who didn't trust, and therefore they were destroyed by their enemies. The thing that Klal Yisrael was being called to task for was the fact that we didn't trust in Hashem. We didn't have that emunah. We didn't have that bitachon. Chaynemer b'micha. Pasuk says in Micha chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, v'hayashir v'syakob b'kerav amin rabim, there will be a remnant of the people of Jacob amongst many nations, asher le'kavel le'ish v'le'yachal levnei adam. We won't trust in people. I think that we've learned we can't trust anybody. The Jewish people, no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, we get rejected. Even in good places, we still get rejected. We can't trust anybody. That's not a coincidence. That's being done so that we recognize that fact and turn to Hashem.
The
the Jewish people that's going to be left at the end of time is going to be a nation that's very strong, strong like a lion. To the point that if you let us loose, as we've seen over the last few years, if you let us loose, we can cause great destruction. So Am Yisrael is going to have that ability. Says the Shiurei HaGramat HaLevi, HaTaira, is going to be, the Jewish people are going to have this attribute before Mashiach comes. The Jewish people are going to be in amongst the nations in a situation of difficulty. They won't be able to depend on anybody. They will only turn and place their trust in Hashem. It's very, if you look at the pasuk carefully, so you see it says the remnant of Jacob, it doesn't say the house of Jacob or just Jacob alone. It says the remnant of Jacob. Right before Mashiach comes, there's going to be only a few people who indeed have this aspect of trusting completely in Hashem. Those are the ones who are going to merit to see the future redemption. We are the ones, guys. We are the ones. That's what it means, the pasuk we quoted here at the beginning of this section, that there will be a remnant left over, and they will trust in the name of Hashem. It will just be a small amount that are left over. So we have a tremendous opportunity. As those who focus and think about Bitachon, we have the opportunity to be amongst those who are called the remnant of Jacob, who will, in Yiras Hashem soon, merit to see the full redemption. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.